Yeah, we're up to, we'll start over again, Tes Vov Omed Beis. And near the bottom part, the three quarters down. To start again, Tanan Hossam. We learned over there, Mishnah in Tomit, that Omelhem Hamamuna, the one that was appointed to take care for the, Rashi says, who Asgan, he was Asgan, the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, he used to take care of the Korban HaTomit, in the morning, and he used to say, Tzu Vehevihu Tele Milishchas Beis HaTloim. Go and get an animal, go bring a tleh, a small sheep, for the korban hatomid. So Drashi, behaviyu l'tomid, yim lishchas hatloim, and he used to tell them, bring it from the lishchas hatloim. Drashi, shoy hatloim, shom uvukorim kritnan, ein poichsin mishisha tloim, ham uvukorim b'lishchas hatloim. He always had at least six animals ready to be used for the korban hatomid that was checked out beforehand. So now the Mishnah over there, the Gemara says now, V'haloi lishchas hatloyim hoiso b'mektsoya tzvoynis marovis. V'haloi Rashi says kumoyim means to say v'arehi b'mokim ploini. The Gemara is explaining where exactly it was. Where was this lishcha? Where was this room that they had the tloyim? That was b'mektsoya tzvoynis marovis. That was on the north west side. That was on the top right side, the north or marov side. The arbo lishchoyis hoyisham, and there were really four rooms there, one next to another. Like we'll see later, this was on the big Beis HaMoikad, the whole big like room was called the Beis HaMoikad, and on all four corners of it, it had four small rooms. Each one was called a separate Lishcha. So this Lishcha on the Dorim, Marav side, that was the one where they had, on the Tzofen Marav side, on the north, west side, that's where they had this room to keep the Tloyim in. Now, the Abo Lishchoyes Hoyeshon, there were four rooms there. Achat Lishcha Satloyim, one room they kept the tloyim, the animals for the korban atomid. The achas lishchas hachasumis. One was the room where they had the receipts. If you wanted to buy from the Beis Hamikdash flour or shemen for your mincha, for your korbanis, you used to pay money and get a receipt. That was called the chasumis. The achas lishchas beis hamoikad. One was a small room where they had the fire burning the whole time to keep the kahanim warm, since they used to walk barefoot on the marble floor. The achas lishcha sheoisin bo lechem aponim. And one room there they used to use to make the lechem upon him. That were these four rooms. So Rashi says, "B'miktsoyat tzvoynis marovis shobeish hamoikat." Of this big room where they had the fire there, the tzofen, the north west side, shohoyer traklin godel. It was a very big room there. Voyomasikim boy meduros gedolus. In this big room, they had a lot of fires there. Lischamim shomakanim shochim yichofim arispas azor v'shoyer shoshayish voyomiktsoyseh lishchas psuchos tiktumiyos psuchos l'traklin. That was this big room, in the middle they had a lot of fires, and on the sides of it, on all four corners, they had small rooms, small lishchoyes there. So it's saying now, this lishcho, where they had the tloyim, was on the tzvoynis marovis, on the north-western side. That's what it says in the Stam Mishneh Mesechta Tomit. Vayet lishchos chasamis, that's where they got the receipts, and the Rashi lishchos beis hamukid, Rashi says, lishcho ketano, shekruye beis hamukid, ulpsucho le beis hamukid agodol. That was a small room, that was opened up into the big room where they had the big fire. And another room there was shoyisim b'lechem aponim shobeis gormoi oisin shom mais lechem aponim shoyushom. And then lebeis hamuked psucha lo was opened up. Or this goes on next. So the kitzur, what we have so far is the Stam Mishnah in Tomei that says these four lishchois, which lishcha, which room that they had the tloim in, they had it in the tzvoynis marovis on the north west side. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasha from you now. I have a kasha from the Mishnah in Midos. That there it says, Abo lishchoyis hoyu lebeis hamukid. This big room, the Beis Hamukid, had on the four corners of it, had four small rooms. Kiktuniyais habsuchas letrakten. Like a small room opening up into a big palace, into a big room. Now, shtayim bakodesh, out of these two rooms, two of these were like on the left side, was more towards Dorm side, was bakodesh, was in the Azar, it had Kedusha. Ushtayim bakhoil. And two of them on the right side, on the southern side, it was outside the Azara, it was Bechul, but not in the Mokum Kodesh. The Roshe Pisposim Mavdilin Ben Kodesh Lechul. And they had pieces of sticks in between to divide up to know exactly where the Azara starts, where it's Kodesh, and where it's outside, where it's only Chul. Umahoye Mishamshais, what did they use with these four Lishchais, these four rooms, what did they do with them? So it says like this in the Mishnah in Midas, that Marov is Dreimus. On the west-south side, he hoysa lishchoyis tlei korban. This was the room that they had the tloyim, the animals, for the korban atomid. This is the stira. Here it says it was what? On the Marovas Droimis. It was on the west-south side. And before in the Mishnah Tomid it says it was on the west-north side. This is the stira. Vaita. Now here Midas explains all four corners. The next corner was Droimis Mizrachis. What do they do with the southeast side? He lish chashoy oisim bo lechem aponim. This was the room that they used to make the lechem aponim there. Mizrachis Svenis. What do they do with the east? North side. Bo gonzu beis chashmenoi. There the beis chashmenoi hid. Avne mizbech. The stones from the mizbech. Sheshikzun malchei oivdi kechogim. That the goyim used for their avoy dezor. Like Rashi says. Sheiktiru oleho la avoy dez kechogim. They used it to be marked avoy dezor on those stones. The midush. Now Rashi explains what's the question now, that Kitoni Balesh Chasat Loyim Shuba Marov is Jeroimus. This is the stira here in the Mishnah in the Sech Demidis. It says that where was the room they had the Korbonis for the Korban Atomid? It was on the Marov is Jeroimus, not like it said before in Marov is Tzvoinis. Vaita Tzvoinis Marovis. Oh, here now the Mishnah says in Midis, what do they do on the northwest side? Bo Yorgun Beis Tefillah. That was a room they had the Beis Hamikvah there. They went down to the Tefillah there. So the kids, we have a stira Mishnayis in between Masech the Tomid and Masech the Midas. So Gemara answers Omar Rav Huna, Man Tan the Midas. You know who the Stam Mishnah of Midas is? It's not a Stam Mishnah like to ask this question a stira in the two Mishnayis in, but rather Midas. It goes according to a Yochid. It's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So now there's no stira anymore. The Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's the Stam Mishnah that Rabbeinu HaKodesh made. Here, the Mishnah in Midas goes according to a Yochan, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. And then Echnami, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that where was the Lishcha, that they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid, it was only Marovis Droimis. It was the west, south side. Ditnan, we learned like this. Now we're going to prove that the Mishnayis in the Midas go according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Ditnan, we learned in Midas, there's another Mishnah here that says, Ezras Noshim Hoysa Oirech Meyo Ushloishim V'chomeish Al Roichev Meyo Ushloishim V'chomeish. Has the Ezras Noshim, that was the first Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, that was not Machna Shechina, that was only Machna Leviya. It was 135 Amos long and 135 Amos wide. The Arbo Lishchoyis Hoyu Badalad Mikzoyseho. On the four corners of the Ezras Noshim, there were four small rooms called Lishchoyis. Now, Mahoyu Mishamshus, what do they do with those four rooms on the four corners of the Ezras Noshim? Now explains that and this is not the same four rooms we're talking about before. Before we were talking about the four rooms on the side of the Beis Hamukkot. Now we're talking about the four rooms on the side of the Ezras Noshim. Like it says, on the four sides of the Ezras Noshim, it says there was Mahoyu Mishamshus, Droimis Mizrochis, the south east side. That was the lishka, the room where the nazirim and nazir came. Shesham nazirim of Ashle Meshal Mehem. There the nazirim used to cook up their korban shlamim. O megalchin sarin. There they used to shave off their hair. O meshalchin tachasadud. That was the mitzvah. They used to put the hair underneath the dud when they were burning their korban shlamim. Mizrochis tzvoinis. What do they do with the east, north side? Hihoisa lishkas diraitzim. That was the room where they used to keep store the wood for the Marocho. Sheshom Kahanim Abali Mumin. There they would have a Kohen, that's the Baal Mum, that is not allowed to do the regular Avoida, but checking out the wood he was allowed to do. So Endem used to stand there. Umasliyim Be'etzim. They used to look to check out the wood to see if there's any worms inside the wood. Why? Shekol Eitz Sheyesh Boi Talas. Any wood that has Talas has worms inside it. Alokhar is Posel Agabi Mizbeach. We're not allowed to use this wood for the Mizbeach. So therefore, they had to have Kohanim check them out to make sure there was no worms in the wood. So this Lishka, where they stored the wood and where they checked them out, was on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Tzvoinis, my brothers, what did they do with the north west side? Hihoisa Lishka Tzamitzaroyim. That was Lishka, the room where the Mitzvah used to go. So Rashi says, Lishka Tzamitzaroyim. The Farsha Pirkin, the Lekamon, we'll learn about it later. Sheshom HaMitzaroyim Tevlin Bishmini, there the Mitzvah used to go to the Mikvah B'Tevol on the 8th day, L'Tarosan. Kishaboyin Lahach Nishidein L'Bohoinis. When they used to bring their hands, their thumbs inside. Is Apple Pisha Tovim Meberev. Even though they Tevol before Shkia, still they were Tevol again on the 8th day. Marov is Droimis. What was the purpose of the Lishka, this room, on the Maariv Droime side, on the west-south side, is Omer Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Shechachti. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what exactly they did with that room. Ma hoise mishamoshes. What did they do with that room? Now, since Reb Lozer ben Yaakov at the end says he forgot what they did with this room, it's mashma that this Stam Mishnah and Midas goes according to Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. Like he is the Tan of this Mishnah. And when he's finishing off this Mishnah, he himself is saying he forgot exactly what did they use in that room in this Lishcha. Until Abishol came and told him that Bo hoyu noisten yayin v'shemen. There in that room, they used to store the wine and the oil. V'hoysa nekras lishchas beishamnoi. Its name, therefore, was called beishamnoi, like from the name of yayin and shemen. So Abkitza, this Tam Mishnah Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, like we see over here. And therefore, there was no stira before between the Mishnah in Tomer and the Mishnah in Midas, because they're going according to two different mandiyomim. And Rashi says, Amar Blezer ben Yaakov Shachachti, Michlal etzuraya dereisha Blezer ben Yaakov Komoli, he's the one that said it. So that tomorrow, Hochanami Mistarva, I'll bring you another raya also, that a Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Blezer ben Yaakov. Why? Titnan, we learned another Mishnah in Midas. That kol hak solim shehoyu shom hoyu gvoyin, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, even though they had like an entrance in that wall, but on top of the entrance, like we'll soon see, every entrance was 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. But on top of the entrance, after it was 20 amos tall, there was a wall, like the wall went straight up even above the Pesach, the entrance to the entrance. So kol hak solim, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, Shoyu Sham Hoyu Gvoyim, were very high, even more than 20, 40, 50 yamas high. Chutz, except Mikaiso Mizrochi. The only wall that wasn't so high was the outside wall around the Harabayis on the Mizrach side. That was like the entrance going into the Beis Hamikdash. Why was that wall not so tall? Like, why on top of the Pesach there was no wall on the top of it? Shaha Koyin Hasarif Esaporah. Because the Koyin that went to burn the Porah Aduma, Oy made Bahara Mishcha. The din of the Porah Aduma, the Shechit even, was not done in the Beis Hamikdash, but used to carry it, take it to the Har HaZeisim, to the Har HaMishcha, and over there the Kohen would make the Shechita, and then he would take the Dam and be Zurich the Dam, Kineged the Pischa Shel Heichel. Like it says, that Shekohen HaSarif HaSaporah Oymed Bahar HaMishcha, O Mechadein V'Roye Kineged Pischa Shel Heichel. When he would make the Zrikas now, he would look from the Har HaZeisim, and be mechaven as if to say he like he sees straight through the Beis Hamikdash up until the Pesach Shel Heichel. That's the way he could see, because the Har HaMishcha was on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash. Now you look straight through the Pesach, which is on the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash. You could see straight through the Pesach of the Harabayis, then the Pesach to the Ezras Noshim, to the Ezras Yisrael, to the Ezras Kahanim. They were all straight through. One Pesach was Mechubi Kenega the next Pesach. Up until the Pischa Shel Heichel. B'Shas HaZoyis Adam. At the time when he was sprinkling the Dam from the Porah Aduma, he would be able to be Mechavan to see straight through all these Pesachim. Like Rashi says, Tetzinan, Kolak Solim, V'loi Motzis Mukmasu Elek Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. We'll soon see that this Stam Mishnah Midas can only come out good according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. We'll soon see why. So the Mishnah there says is Kol Hak Solom Shoyosham, means Bechol Binyoni Harabayis, and all the binyan, all the building of Harabayis. Hoye Gvoyin Harbi, each wall was very tall. Noid Ashehoye Kol Psochim Shabhem Gvoyim Chofamo. Every Pesach, every entrance was 20 yamas high. Levad Mima Shalha Psochim, excluding the topness, like the wall went much further up. Harbi Noid. Chutz Mikoisum Mizrochi. Only the bottom entrance, Hu Atachton L'Ragli Harabayis, that was at the bottom of the Harabayis, Sheboy Nichnosum L'Chayil, from this to like the opening to the Harabayis, the Pesach Harabayis, that from there you went into the Chayil, Shlefnei Ezras Noshim, that the Chayil was in between this Chayim around the Harabayis, and in between the Ezras Noshim, the first Azorah was the Chayil. Then Uminachayil Nichnosum Ezras Noshim, from the Chai you go into the Ezras Noshim, that's really part of the Beis Hamikdash. Um, Ezras Noshim, Ezra Gedolo. If we end Ezras Noshim, then you go into the big Ezra, which was already the Machne Shechina. Now, what was the purpose here? She Koyin Asarif Asaporim. Oymid Bahar Mishcha Hu Har HaZeisim, Rashi says. That's the Har HaZeisim. Asher Al Pnei Yerushalayim, Mikedim, Apnei HaKoyin Lamaruf. That it was facing on the east side of Yerushalayim, and the Koyin stood facing towards Maruf, so he was facing towards the Beis Hamikdash. miyal goyva rosh hakoysel derech hashorim shelifnim heimenu pischa shel heichel. When he was standing on top of the harazesim, he was able to see through the top of the koysel straight through to the pesach shel heichel. Kishumaze bedam, when he was spritzing the dam, kedusil, like the pasuk says, vehiza el noicha el noichach pnei oyamoyid. Now this explains now. If the outside wall, the Mizrach wall around the Harabayis, would have been very high up, even though each entrance is right, mechuvin, straight in front of the other one, even though each entrance was right in front of the other one, still the Kohen standing on Har Zeisim will not be able to see straight through when the doors are open to Pesach Shel Heichel. As Pesach Heichel, why not? The Derech Selefi Shahar Heilichu Magbiya. Because the Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash was, it was on top of a mountain, and the mountain went higher and higher. V'yerlat Shekarka Pesach Heichel. Until by the time he got to the Heichel all the way in, he knew how elevated it was. Goiva chof amo yoisu mikarkoi ragla harabayis. It was more than 20 yamas high up than the beginning of the harabayis. Now the nimtus comes out the skupa sahichol gavoya mimashka pesach harabayis. So the skupa, like the stoop in front of the heichol, would be higher up, is 20 yamas higher than what it was at the beginning of the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash of the pesach harabayis. Therefore, just looking through the entrance to the Har HaBayis, you will not be able to see the Pesach to the Heichel, because the Pesach to the Heichel was more than 20 yamas elevated, higher than where the first Pesach was of the Har HaBayis. So now, Bishleim of the first Pesach on the Har HaBayis, the Mizrach, there was no top part of the wall, like the wall on the sides only went up to 20 yamas, that's all. And on top, maybe there was a mashkef, and nothing more. The wall did not go higher up. So then the Kohen standing on the Har HaZeisim could look on top of the wall, on top of the Pesach, and then he could see straight through all the other Psochim to see to the Heichel. But if by that first entrance on the bottom of the Har, by the Mizrach, on top of the Pesach would have a wall on top of the door entrance, there would have been a wall going straight up, then just looking through the Pesach, through the opening, he would not be able to see the Heichel, because the Heichel was elevated more than 20 yamas higher than the beginning of the Har. So that's why the Mishnah there in Midah says that this Kaisel on Mizrochi, the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis, was not tall. It was only a Pesach of 20 yamas high, and on top of the Pesach there was no wall at all. So you were able to see on top of the Har HaZeisim over the Pesach. Again, like Mar says, Vaita, Utanan, we learned also Mishnah meet in Midos that Kol Hapsochim Shoyu Shom, all the doors, all the entrances of the Beis Hamikdash, Kivoyim Esramama, was 20 Amis tall, V'roichbon Esramis, and it was 10 Amis wide. Utanan, we learned Lefnim Mimenu Surik, when you come inside the Har HaBayis, the first thing you meet is there's a wall on the Chitza, like called the Surik. Was made out of woven pieces of wood. Utanan, we learned, lefnim imenu, when you go inside the Seirig, that's a chayil. That's the chayil, that's the place between this and the Ezra's Noshim. Now, the chayil itself was Esra Amis. It was 10 Amis long. Ushtein Esra Mailus Hoyashom. There are 12 steps there. Because when you come into the Pesach, into the entrance of the Har HaBayis, you go then through the Seirig, and then you come into the chayil. Now the chayil had 12 steps there to go up already. It was elevated that ground until you got to the Ezra's Noshim. Ushtei mesre maila sayushom. Now rum maila, each step was chatziyama, was tall, high a chatziyama. Veshulcho chatziyama, and it went indention. It went in further in a chatziyama. So it comes out together. It was elevated so far 6 amas. Since there were 12 steps, and each step was elevated a half of an amma, it's 6 amis elevated so far. Now, tesvav milas, there were another 15 steps further up. Oilas mitoichoi, hayordas miezvas Yisrael yezvas noshim. Somebody wants to come down from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Noshim, or else the other way, to go up from the Ezras Noshim to Ezras Yisrael. There were 15 steps. Now, rum mila, each step was elevated, chatziyam, a half of an amma. The shulchan, it went in, it went further in, chatziyama. So So out of these 15 steps, how high was it? It was 7.5 amos. So far we have 7.5 and 6 amos before. That's 13.5 amos so far was elevated. Utanan, we learn further that ben ulam ulam mizbeach, from the ulam and where the mizbeach was, there was chof beis amah. This was in the big azara, machne shechin already. There were 22 amos after the mizbeach before you got to the ulam. Now shtei metzrei milos veyisham. There were 12 steps there. Rum mila, each step went up chatziyama, veshilcha chatziyama, and it went in a half of an amah. So we have another 12 steps. That's another 6 amos tall. So far we have 13.5 and 6 is 19.5 amos. That's how much by the Heichel, that's how much the Heichel was elevated more than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. It was 19.5 amos higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. Now, Utanan, so far there wouldn't be any, like, Akasha so far. So far we would not have to have the din of the first Pesach of the Mizrach to only be like 20 amos tall and nothing to be on top. Because even if we would have so far like a wall on top of the entrance, still, since the bottom entrance was 20 yamas high, now 20 yamas high, you would still be able to see the Pesach of the Heichel. Because at the beginning of the Pesach of the Heichel, the opening to the Heichel, it was only 19.5 amas elevated high. So you still have a half of an amah that you could see. Like if the outside opening is 20 yamas tall, you could still see the bottom half of an amah of the Heichel. So far we would not have to have this din of the Mishnah in Tomei to say that outside Pesach, on the top of it, there can be nothing there. So why did the Mishnah say that Kaisel can't be tall? Because Vice Tessig also according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because says Utanan, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Milo Hoyse Shom. Yotanan, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Milo Hoyse Shom, there was another set of steps there. And Rashi says, Milo Hoyeshom, the Oid be Ezras Yisroel, and the Ezras Yisroel, O Gvoya Amo, it was Tolan Amo, Viorka Baroichev Kol Hazara. You know what? The Gemara says, O Tanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Milo Hoyeshom, O Gvoya Amo, was Tolan Amo, Viduchin Nosen Aleho. And on top of this platform, there was on this platform was the Duchin, that's the platform. That they used to duchen there, Rashi says, Shalavim, Boni ol oleho ul gvoya amma vachatzi. It was an amma and a half tall that Levim used to duchen there. That they used to sing their shir there. Uvoi sholo shmailas. There it had three steps. Shalchatzi chatza amma. Each step went up a half of an amma. So it's another amma and a half going up. So therefore, the Gemara says now, Iyam with Bishlemir of Lezer ben Yaakovi, if you want to tell me right now that the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there was another am and a half here worth of steps. Therefore, Hainu, the Ichsilei Pischa. That's why, since the Heichel now was elevated 21 amis higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. Therefore, the Ichsilei Pischa, therefore, from the first entrance of the Mizrach, if it was only 20 amis tall, but on top of that Pesach would have been the wall going straight up, you would not be able to see the Heichel. Because true, it was 20 amos high, but the Heichel was 21 amos elevated. So then, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, comes a very good. Why we say that bottom wall on top of the Pesach, there was nothing there. It was not a high wall. Today, that the Kohen standing on the top of the Har HaZeisim would be able to see on top of the entrance of the Shar Mizrach straight through to the Pesach, Shul Heichel. El Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me now, Rabbonin, that the Stam Mishnah Midas goes according to Rabbonin, Hoiko Palgo the Yamto. According to Rabbonin Shito, they don't have this extra Amr and a half worth of Milas by the Ezra Yisrael. Therefore, how many steps were there altogether? It was only elevated 19.5 Amis. So therefore, there's still a half of an Amr that you would have been able to see from through the bottom Pesach of the Shar Mizrach. You would be able to see the Pesach of the Heichel. So why does the Stam Mishnah in Midas have to tell us that bottom Shar, the wall was not elevated? Elalav Shemamin, it's a Raya, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there was another three steps there, another Am and a half elevated, so the Pesach of the Heichel was 21 Amis above the Shar Mizrach of the Har HaBayis. Therefore, it's very good why the Mishnah says that Shar, the bottom entrance, of the Pesach, the Mizrach side of the Harabayis, on top of the Pesach, there was no wall. Today that the Kohen, standing on the Harazesim, would be able to see on top of it straight through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. So the Gemara, Rav Ada bar Rav Roma, he wants to say, maybe you have no Raya. I tell you, Homani Rav Yudhi, maybe the Stam Mishnah of Midos goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita. And according to Rav Yehudi, we'll soon see it's also good why that bottom Pesach, there cannot be a wall on top of it. You don't have to say we go according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, maybe we go according to the Rabbonin, that really the Pesach Shel Heichol was only elevated 19 and a half amos. That's all. But still, we'll soon see why you could not see from the Pesach of the Mizrach, you will not be able to see even the bottom half amor of the Shar of the Pesach Shel Heichol. We'll soon see why not. Because we want to say now goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Gemara says here, the Tanya, like we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer HaMizbeach. Where was the Mizbeach HaChitzon put? The Mizbeach was in the Azora Gedela. Where was the Mizbeach in the Azora? Rabbi Yehuda Shita was Mimutza V'Oimed B'Yemtza Azora. It was mamish right smack in the middle of the Azora. That's where the Mizbeach was. Now, Ushloishim Ushtayim Amos Hoyulo. The Mizbeach itself was 32 Amos wide. So where were these 32 amos according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita? It's Eser Amos Kineged Pischo Shel Heichel. The Pesach, the opening to the Heichel, was 10 amos wide. So the middle of the Mizbeach, the middle 10 amos, was Mamish Kineged, the Pesach Shel Heichel. Even though it wasn't right next to it, right outside, it was 22 amos away from it. But it was Mechuvin, it was right there, like 22 amos away, it was right in front, right the middle of the Mizbeach, was in between these 10 amos of the Pesach Shel Heichel. Now there's another 22 amos left over. Like we said, the Mizbeach was 32 amos wide. So we say, Yud Aleph Amo Litzofen. There was 11 amos to the north side of the Pesach Shel Heichel. The Yud Aleph Amo Lidorim. There was 11 amos to the south side of the Pesach Shel Heichel. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Nimsa comes out, Mizbeach Mechuvin Kineged Heichel V'Kaisolof. That the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Heichel and its walls. So now, this is another teretz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Mizbeach was blocking the vision, you could not see the Pesach Shel Heichel because the Mizbeach was right in front of it. Therefore, it's another reason. Even though the Heichel, at that point, the floor was only 19 and a half amos elevated, but still you could not see that bottom half of an amma. You know why? Because the Mizbeach was there blocking it. And the Mizbeach was 10 amos high. Therefore, the only way the Kohen could see the Pesach Shel Heichel is only if at that bottom shar, that shar mizrach of the Harabayis was not gevoyah, was not very tall high. Therefore, the Kohen standing on top of the Harazesim, he would see over that Pesach of the shar mizrach because the wall was not elevated, not go higher up more than 20 amos. So he was able to see over the wall straight through to the Pesach Shel Ulam above the Mizbeach. And Rashi says, Rav Ada bar Rav Omar Homani, Diktoni de Kaisel Mizrachi Hutzlach Lias Nomuch, who told us that Kaisel of Mizrach had to be low and not high? We have Yehudi, I tell you, goes according to Yehudi Shita. The Omar Ha Mizbeach Oimed Biem to Azora. The Mizbeach is Mamre standing in the middle of the Azora. Kineger Ha Psochim, in between the Psochim, the entrances. Venimtso Goiva Soisem Esa Pesach Atachtoin. Therefore, the height of the Mizbeach was sus and stopped the vision of the Kohen. He could not see the Pesach Shel Heichel. Sherei Ola Karka Ezras Yisroel Mekarka Tachtoin Yud Gimel Amo V'chatzi Yamo Koidim Shegia L'Mizbeach. Because before you got to the Mizbeach, how elevated was the ground? It was 13 amis and a half high. That was, in other words, the first 12 milus we had between the Chayil and the Ezras Noshim. And then between the Ezras Noshim and Ezras Yisrael, there were 15 milus. So together was 13 and a half amos. So 13 and a half amos tall, that's where the ground of the Mizbeach was elevated. Koidim Shegila Mizbeach. V'amizbeach Gavoya Tisha. And the Mizbeach was 9 amos tall. Heisachutz from the Koronois, which was on the side of it. Sherei Esrim V'shtayim V'chatzi. Therefore together was 22 and a half amos tall. So that's why it blocked the vision of the Kohen. He was not able to see through the Pesach, through the entrance alone of the Shar Mizrach. He cannot see the Pesach Shel Heichel. Therefore, that Shar, the wall, cannot be elevated, cannot be taller.